the Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Welcome to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Whether you're listening by your favorite podcast platform or you're live on the radio of KRDO News Radio with me as I speak this Saturday morning, I am Jay and I'm your friend. Every single week I like to bring you a conversation that'll add value, financial-based, mortgage-based, real estate-based, and covering every gamut. From investment properties to your personal budgeting to your retirement, and now today, some of the mortgage products that we offer. I come to you at this microphone as a licensed loan originator right here in Colorado Springs, Colorado, covering the entire great state that I live in the Pikes Peak region that is my backyard. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. I'm also licensed in multiple other states crossing Utah, Colorado, Florida, Tennessee, Carolina, Indiana, and then have access to New Mexico. I'm in Texas, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, all to serve you, the radio listeners, and your friends and family, not only around the city, the state, but the entire country. And today, with the drum roll, Matt, I am going to talk about debt consolidation. Will it help or hurt you? So I deal in mortgage products, and over the last 26 years, since really 1999 when I retired from the military as a crew member on a Black Hawk and a soldier down at Fort Carson, I turned in my helicopter and now I fly a desk. Now, over those years, I've worked for other companies. My wife and I started Garvin's Mortgage Group in 2004. We continued straightforward with expansion until I found a niche, a desire, and hopefully, I would say an educational talent in front of the microphone. I actually had a blast from the past this last week as a gentleman by the name of Craig Sewing out of San Diego, California at the time put me on his San Diego radio show. We had a conversation. And the desire to educate and also talk and tell stories just grew from there. So we have now been together over 780 episodes. If you want to call them podcasts, if you want to call them radio show recordings. And my expertise is founded off of mortgage origination. I've done this since 1999. I retired for a short spell there after the inflation hedge started in 2023. And I took a wonderful year off to accomplish a lot of things with investment properties and a child that was doing a gap year. But now I had so much passion for staying at the microphone and educating people through the process of getting a mortgage. I came back in, and this time, rather than having ownership of an individual company, now I'm with Churchill Mortgage, which is a national lender. We're a multi-billion dollar company. Our claim to fame is that we are debt-free and owned by the team members, but also represent Ramsey Solutions and all of the Ramsey listeners and the podcast followers. I subscribe to the 7 Baby Steps. I subscribe to the amazing books that Dave and his personalities have launched. I won't go through that long list, but if you have an interest of getting a hold of one of Dave Ramsey's books, or any of his personalities, just call me at 719-330-1457, and I'd love to share them with you. I am reading one of his books right now for a second time, and I've read multiple. My favorite one is still Entre Leadership, which really goes through how to run a business, because Dave Ramsey is an amazing businessman. But here today, I want to focus on the debt consolidation loan, because in concept, the debt consolidation loan looks like a lifesaver, but you have to be careful and know exactly what it's made of and how to approach it in order to avoid mistakes. And here's the biggest mistake that individuals use in doing any refinance, but definitely the debt consolidation refinance, which is conceptually the task of taking all of your unsecured debt, everything that's not tied to a deed of trust in house ownership, car loans, credit card loans, installment loans, sometimes student loans, and the list goes on, and consolidate it into one lower payment, hopefully equal or lower term. But you have to be careful. If you've only got 4 minutes to listen to this radio podcast segment here today, you have to be cautious of the doubling effect. And no one ever knows what that means. But what I say is, if you ever lost 10 pounds, but then fall back on your old habits and gain back 20 pounds, you know what I mean. Because the purpose of a debt consolidation loan is to get rid of all of your debt and then aggressively attack the balance of your remaining mortgage. But if you don't cut up your cards, if you don't close out the installment loans, if you don't finish the task, and 5 years later you now have your mortgage on your house maxed out and you have another $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 of unsecured debt again, then you were better off just doing nothing and attacking this challenge, this problem, in a different way. And the reality is, with interest rates having been higher all through 23, 24, and 25, finally now in 2026, they're settling. I'm having this conversation because by Memorial Day or 4th of July, somewhere in between, we are going to have a dramatic reduction in interest rates once the Iran conflict and the Strait of Hormuz is settled, because all of the economic foundation in our country, inflationary hedges, oil prices, cost of products and services, are all settling down because the economy is working, growing, and thriving again. And that's why 30 to 60 days before any occurrence, I like to talk about what's going to happen, for two reasons. One, you can get prepared. And number two, it lends credibility to the show Matt and I do in letting you know the future before it arrives. See, faith without actions is dead. You can hear and believe what I'm saying on the radio today, but if you don't take action, it has served no purpose. In fact, it might be just to the contrary. You hear, Jay, rates are going to go down. Jay, the housing market is going to get busy. Jay, my debts aren't going to eliminate themselves, but you don't do anything. It's a conversation that's falling on deaf ears. You actually have to take the time to call me at 719-330-1457. I'm not going to focus a lot on this, but it's not just the debt consolidation loan. It's improvements on your house. It's calling me right now at 719-330-1457 to get Churchill certified with a $10,000 seller guarantee for your next purchase transaction. And you want to do that if you're thinking about making a purchase in the next 6 to 12 months. I can get you prepared now without any stress. And then when rates come down, houses become more affordable, you can be ready rather than that proverbial shopper that calls me on a Friday night and says, Jay, I want to go under contract on a house that I want to move into in 20 days. You've just made a decision to enter controlled chaos. I like to do things in advance. 719-330-1457. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to come back and talk to you about the different type of refinance loans, the 10 steps of consolidation, and then I've got a wonderful guest coming on telling how you can take care of consolidation in another industry. 719-330-1457. Call me during the break so I can help you start your next purchase or refinance loan right here on The Jay Garvin Show.
Cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. It's enough that's gonna stop me. Put divine intervention, I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the beef?
We'll open open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 and love. Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing. We're just one big family.
Well, thanks for staying with me. I am Jay. I'm very excited that you have joined the Home and Mortgage Talk Show today. I'm talking about one of the actual foundational conversations that I have on this radio. I only do this show maybe once a year. I've only done it 8 to 12 times over the 15 years. But I'm talking today about the consolidation loan, the refinance mortgage to eliminate all of your debt. I told you that this is simply a tool. It is actually a implement that you can use to your advantage, but it's no different than a gun that you hold in your hand or an insurance policy that you have on your house. The gun itself is not going to do good or bad things. It's what the individual possessing it decides to do. That's the same thing with a refinance mortgage. Just like an insurance policy, anybody and everybody can have an insurance policy on your home. But if you didn't do your due diligence and you don't know the details of the policy without doing anything else, you have no idea until it's too late that that policy is either helping you or hurting you. The same thing with a refinance mortgage. The most important thing with the bottom line up front is that you have to go to a mortgage lender, not a mortgage broker, but a mortgage lender that has complete control of the whole process. If you talk to a mortgage broker, that's like an insurance broker. They can get you a Geico or a Progressive or a Nationwide product, but they don't have access and ownership as a dedicated agent to like Farmers, Allstate, USAA, and so forth. See, as a mortgage lender, not only do I have access to the products, I have access to the underwriters, I have access to the appraisal and collateral departments, I have access to the capital markets and secondary markets, which means the gentleman that is buying the loans, the department that are coordinating the products that we have, the closing department, all of those I coordinate directly with team members and friends of mine rather than getting in line and waiting on hold for Geico like an insurance agent says they're going to do for you when they're a broker, or a mortgage broker does with the UWMs and the Freedom Mortgage, all of these other PHH mortgages where they're providing you a product that's not in their control and not in their name. And the bottom line is that once you figure what type of refinance you're doing, then you can decide your approach on it. Because the debt consolidation refinance loan is not the only loan. I want to go through the types of these loans. Then I want to zero down into the debt consolidation loan and give you 10 different areas and steps to consider when the option of a debt consolidation loan sits before you. So number one, there's endless numbers of refinance loans, but I've got like 6 or 8 categories that they fall into. You have rate and term refinance loans. That's where in 2018 you got a loan for 4%, in 2020 it became 3%. You wanted to reduce your interest rate and your monthly payment by 1 percentage point or $200 a month, so you changed the mortgage, did not add to the balance with the exception of the $3,000 to $5,000 of closing costs and prepaids. You got a lower payment and a lower rate, and you walked down the road successfully. With a veterans loan, a VA loan, this is called an IRL.
Hey, Earl.
An interest rate reduction refinance loan. See, when you do a rate and term refinance, you still need to prove your credit. You still need to verify your income. You still need to get valuation on your property. But an interest rate reduction refinance loan with a veteran is truly the only streamlined loan in the industry. You don't have to get an appraisal on the value of your house because you're just saving money. You don't have to re-verify your income, just that you have employment, because you're just reducing your payment. You don't have to occupy the house anymore because now you live at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and you have a renter in your house. You still can do an interest rate reduction refinance loan. So if you're a veteran right now and you have veteran status, VA loan eligibility, number one, if you have a question about the interest rate reduction refinance loan, call me at 719-330-1457. Rates are getting much better for veterans. And at Churchill Mortgage, we have less than $100 of closing cost, period, for all aspects of the loan. And an interest rate reduction refinance loan can happen very, very fast. The requirement is that you have to have at least 210 days from the date on your note and deed of trust, and you also have to reduce your interest rate a minimum of 0.5% by VA standard. You can do a streamline FHA refinance as well, but it still is going to make all of the requirements and cost $3,000 to $5,000 to accomplish this. And if you save $200 a month, and it costs you $5,000 in non-refundable closing costs to do it, $5,000 divided by 200 is 25 months, basically 2 years to recapture your investment, and every year thereafter, you're going to save $2,400 for having made a solid decision. With a veteran loan, you're always going to have a third of that cost, and if you have a disability rating of 10% or more, you're not going to have 0.5% VA funding fee. That is a very intelligent move. Notice all the details that I stated. You need to have someone that's educated. As a veteran myself who does have a disability rating, I can walk you through it better than any other mortgage lender that you could talk to. But then you have something like an equity buyout. Now, this is interesting. If you own a home and you don't want to sell it to your adult children or to a friend, you can actually just put their name on the deed of trust on ownership of the house, not of the loan. You can do this through a warranty deed so it doesn't upset the conditions of the mortgage. Have them on that mortgage, say 6 months after they're on ownership of the house. They can refinance the house rather than purchase the house. This is most widely used with parents to children. So I can put my adult son on one of my houses in ownership. And then instead of selling it to him, I can have him refinance it, share the cash with me for the value of the home, and then he can take over the new payment. For my wife and I, we own our houses outright, so we can go from no payment at all minus taxes and insurance to, say, a $350,000 mortgage cash out that's given to me, and he now has a palatable mortgage payment at like $2,700 a month. He owns the house. I've given him $100,000 or $150,000 of equity, and he has a home. I have the cash, and we never did a purchase transaction with all the costs entailed in that. We did an actual refinance. Now, you also can do delayed financing. If you buy a house for cash and within 60 days you're like, I want to take money out of that. I wanted to buy the house fast to get it, but I can do 80% of the loan to value off the appraised price or the sales price, whichever is less, and that's another type of refinance. A 203K is a renovation loan. As an FHA product, it offers you a refinance to take cash out in order to afford improvements, a specific list of allowable improvements on that home. And then, of course, we have the cash out refinance. You don't want to consolidate. You just want to buy another house or go to Tahiti. You can take cash out. But where I want to focus on is the debt consolidation cash out loan. And here are the 10 items that I want you to focus on when you consider a cash out refinance. Number one, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 because I will give you a 30-minute free consultation over Zoom, Teams, face-to-face, phone. It doesn't matter to me. The only way I'm not going to do this is through email. Because if you have $10,000 or less of unsecured debt in credit cards or installment loans, I'm going to walk you through a process of doing the 7 baby steps to do an emergency reserve creation and the elimination of your unsecured debt in the debt snowball method, which means you take your smallest debt of $300, you pay that off. Then you take that small monthly payment plus another, focus on saving and eliminate the next largest debt. And then you gain momentum and continue all the way down to where you have no debt. Number two, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 because if you have somewhere between, say, $20,000 and $30,000 of debt, we might consider the home equity line of credit. If you own your home, you can do a debt consolidation loan on a separate note in a second position on your mortgage, pay that off, and then do the debt snowball debt elimination process with that. But if you have $40,000 or more of unsecured debt, one of your only real options is a debt consolidation loan because home equity line of credits, HELOCs or LOCs, are interest only. And now not only do you get mesmerized with the smaller payment, but you don't realize that unless you continue to debt snowball and debt eliminate that line of credit, it's going to sit there forever as well. But the 100% complete consolidation of all unsecured debt is one that you would eliminate 5 to 10 accounts, $40,000 to $80,000, get them out of the credit cards. By the way, that the median interest rate for all your credit cards right now is 24%. And if you never paid more than the minimum balance, it literally is going to take you 10 to 38 years just to pay off a credit card. That statement in itself is depressing. So you want to do the best to shorten the term of the debt and walk through and consolidate now. But most importantly, consolidating and consulting are two different things. You want to get a good consultant, a professional that will focus on your most important aspect, that's debt elimination, and not their commission check. And that's why you want to work with Churchill Mortgage. We're a debt-free lender, and I've helped thousands of people go from mountains of debt down to zero debt to include their mortgage. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to return after these messages with a great guest continuing this conversation right here on the Jay Garvin Show about debt consolidation refinance. 719-330-1457. Call me right now to start your next refinance mortgage.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is.
This is a house that Jack built, y'all. Remember this house. This was some land that he worked by hand. Yeah. It was the dream of an upright man.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show. Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is sponsored by Best Realty and Mark Solis.
Housekeeping. Housekeeping.
Well, welcome back. I am Jay, host of the Jay Garvin Show, talking about refinances, talking about consolidation loans, but talking how you can take care of your debt and eliminating it today because inevitably it's always going to be more expensive down the road. And I've invited my good friend, owner of Co-Create Construction, Brad Ward, into the radio studio because the same is true with the cash-out refinance. Because if you get that new deck, that new cover, porch, deck, outdoor kitchen, renovation of your basement, addition on your house now, then you're inevitably going to save money because anything that cost $20,000 this year is going to cost over $25,000 next year or the following. And do you see truth in that, Brad?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah. I appreciate you coming in. You had a great spring break. So did I. I'm going into a crazy May. My son is graduating from college. My daughter's coming home. And you have girls that are going, no, they're not going from elementary to middle yet.
No, third, and I'm going to fourth and first.
You did not tell me you have a kindergarten graduate.
Yeah.
And you didn't even give me an invitation to that kindergarten graduation ceremony.
We didn't have a party yet.
Oh, I like the word yet. Right there now, Matt, that's on Saturday here, the 25th of May. He indirectly invited me.
I did.
Good. Marlo and I will be there. We appreciate you. And talk to me, because you've got a lot going on, but you see so many people that want to do a project but don't have the money, right?
I see a lot. Financing is a big question to me, too.
Yeah. Because people want the project done, but they're like, I don't have the money yet. I'm going to do it next year. And then when you talk to them, you're like, hey, I apologize, but now window, roofing, and supplies have went up, and your $20,000 job is now $24,000.
Yeah, I'm seeing an average of 10% materials from last year to this year already.
Yeah, so that's pretty straightforward, folks. You can do the math. A $20,000 reno is automatically a $22,000 reno. And with Colorado, you just don't know how the Pikes Peak Regional Building Department is going to change. I mean, we got the puff test. We've got all of these things that are added on. God, I've been around since they said, well, anything up against the mountains now needs a full sprinkler system. That's $45,000 if someone delays a build.
Correct.
But for you, not only can you take that cash out refinance and take all of those funds, do the actual work, the interest on that is at least tax deductible, unlike a signature loan, an installment loan that you're paying 10 to 14% and you don't have any tax deductible stance with it. But more than that, when individuals get their money, artificial intelligence, AI, has changed your whole world, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And in what case? Share that with us, how AI and designs have changed over the last 36 months.
So now we're doing, with our renderings, which we've always done, you know, the 3D version of the project.
So instead of a picture on paper, you're getting 3D renderings.
Yeah, which we were doing. Now we're taking AI and actually showing it on the house. So now you can see exactly what it's going to look like on the house, as opposed to just a render.
With the finishes, with the siding,
colors,
with the texture,
flooring.
The colors, flooring,
wow.
Everything.
And that's so important, because unless you live and swim in the construction and real estate world, it's very hard to envision what a room's going to look like on the side of a blank house and what the layout inside's going to look like if you don't have furniture in it.
Yeah, we're doing cutaways now where we're showing you the space inside. Like, you can see how much room you have between windows and doors, and so we're giving you that look.
With a two-scale, chairs, tables,
anything you
furniture.
Want to put in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's what people do with houses when they sell them. They take out all the big furniture, put small furniture in there. It looks so huge, and then they get their objects in there, and they're like, why is my dog's face like 8 inches away from me in this 6-foot by 8-foot bedroom?
Yeah, like I said, yeah, we're giving people a cutaway through whatever they want to see. So if they want to know, hey, I want to do a planter outside, or I'm going to have a garden, like, showing them the space on what they're going to get is now real.
And does that help your consumer visualize the space and the investment that they're making?
Yeah, I think it just goes back to what I've tried to do from the beginning is, you know, no stigma, like, to show people this is exactly what you're getting, to make sure that, you know, they can see it. I'm pricing it. It's included.
You make me laugh. We've got more than 5 minutes, so I'm going to go down a rabbit hole here. My buddy Corey, that you were going to build him that deck with the garage with the deck on top. And he's now got his whole backyard together, and it's all done, and he spent a lot of money. You got to look at it. He redid his entire front wraparound driveway in the brick paver cobblestone. So it's top end, and he's like, man, I love this whole project. I just wish I would have put a deck there, because you showed him a rendering.
Yeah.
So he knew what it would look like. He came to me and said, man, he was good. He thought they were architectural drawings, which they are.
They are.
You just have more access to them.
Yeah, we just show more detail the most.
That's fantastic. And
that's the downside. You show them that, and then they can't do it.
They can't undo it in their mind, though. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I'm like, you know, it doesn't take that much just to take out that fence. He goes, you know what he said? I know, but I don't think I want to deal with Pikes Peak Regional Building Department.
It was the easement setbacks of
yeah.
the house. Like, half his property in the front wasn't his.
Yeah. 25-foot setback in the front. And because he's on a pie-shaped lot like me, he has no western side lot. It's all front lot, and then you've got a back lot line, and then you have a side eastern line.
Yeah, he doesn't really have a southern.
He doesn't. Either do I. That's why they made me put my carport 25 feet off the street, and I'm like, that's the side of the house. They're like, no, it's not. It's an arching front. I'm like, this isn't a fist. It's just an arching bullet towards your face.
Oh, no, he's there.
You know? What the hell? I'm going to get thrown off the radio for abuse now. But you're busy as heck in a lot of porches and decks And in Colorado, you really need those covered additions. You know, expand off your kitchen, open the windows, open the sliders, have it outside until, you know, next Friday it goes to 23 degrees at night, right?
Yeah, and it's been really windy lately, so we're patio covers, helping with that, fences, just wind block. It just seems like it's been windier over the last couple months than normal.
Yeah, it has, and it's been dry as ever, but it was dry last year as well. And I already got my water Nazi letter in the mail.
You were using water during...
You can't use water 5 days a week. And I'm like, I have a pond in the back? Come on. And I'm afraid they're going to come and put me, like I'm going to get the H2O Gestapo that puts me in water prison, you know? I wonder if that's the jail down by the river, and then I've got to suffer and just watch water go by as I can't touch it, right?
You just got to look at it.
But you're not just doing residential. You were telling me you're doing a build-out for a commercial building.
Yes, I'm doing a 4,000-square-foot building in Monument, turning it into an office building.
So if you're listening right now, and you're driving around, and you're a plumber, you're a contractor, electrician type, any of that, and if you have a building space that you're like, my office, CFO, comptroller, manager, receptionist, needs to work from home because I've got nothing but a garage in a commercial shop, and you want a build-out of an office and maybe a restroom, call Brad. Give him your number, my friend. What's the best way to get a hold of you at CoCreate?
719-644-2508.
Say that again?
719-644-2508.
So, buddy, I appreciate you coming on every single time. Every single month, it's a different story as I'm looking at concrete work. I mean, what is the stuff that you don't do?
Short list.
The short list. So, he can do most everything. Call him your number one more time before we go to break.
719-644-2508.
If you've got a project this summer, CoCreate, Brad Ward is your man. Give him a call. And if you can't remember the number, just call me and I'll connect the two. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show. I'm going to be back after these important messages.
All you do is call me.
The Jay Garvin's Home and Mortgage Talk Show, Saturdays at 8, Sunday at 11, here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM and 1240 AM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to honk you up.
That's not, I just can't stop.
Keep this up, you're going to blow your top.
Too late this time.
I'm going to
get what's mine.
Let it down on it and everything will be all right.
Well, what an amazing conversation with Brad Ward. Whether you're talking about consolidating your debt in a refinance or consolidating the improvements on your home to one specifically designed product, you're always going to benefit because your debt is always going to grow until you take control and eliminate it. And the same with your projects around your house. If you nickel and dime them and put them off, they're always going to be more expensive. And for you just joining me, I'm finishing a conversation about debt consolidation loans. And I want you to understand that a debt consolidation loan is very, very important for you to consider, or your adult children to consider, or your neighbors or relatives or friends. If you know you have more debt than you can handle every month, but you're stuck with equity in your house because you're grabbing on to that low interest rate you got from 2019 to 2022, what you can do is this. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. A cash-out consolidation refinance can get expensive because you're taking money out of the house and putting the lender at risk for a larger probability of default. But if you have $40,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 of unsecured debt, and you've got more debt overwhelming you than income, it's very important that you call me at 719-330-1457 because I've watched more than a half a dozen people in the last 12 months get so overwhelmed with debt, then they had a break in their employment and they couldn't even consider a debt consolidation loan because their debt ratio, the amount of their debt compared to their income, kept growing and got out of control to where they no longer had options. Or even the worst, I've had several people that have started to go late. Two people that went late and stopped paying their mortgage in order to pay their credit cards. And I'm like, are you insane? I'll tell you that you need to protect the four walls of your life. And that's the roof over your head, your actual food, your actual transportation, and then, of course, your insurances that keep your life safe. Credit cards are not part of that, even though you are obligated. Installment loans are not part of that. Even student loans are not part of that if you are in a fight or flight situation. Even if you have a talk with me by calling me at 719-330-1457, you can always have the conversation and decide not to move forward. If you don't have the conversation and your debt ratio gets out of control, your payment history gets out of control, your credit rating gets out of control, then no one's going to be able to help you. And if you own a home, the only thing you can do to get out of your situation is then sell the home immediately, take the cash, and good luck finding a place to live. Because the equivalent rents on the house that you have right now are probably $2,500 to $3,000 a month. So I just want to be here to help. And the bottom line up front with the consolidation loan is this. Like any other product or service, like any other loan just for that matter, a refinance or a debt consolidation mortgage is just a tool. It can be used for your advantage or you can be taken advantage of. There's a lot of people that start to have really tight budgets and they're like, I think I can get caught up as long as I can skip two payments. And they'll talk to a lender and say, sure, if you refinance with me, I'll save you a half a percent and let you skip two payments. But they don't tell you that they just added $7,000 to the balance of your loan and your monthly payments are only $2,500. And here's the biggest thing. You're 5 years into your 30-year mortgage and now you're 25 years away from being home free of any mortgage. And now when you start over, you reset your clock and you're back to a 30-year mortgage. So in the lists of things to consider in a consolidation mortgage, here are some very simple common sense thoughts. If you can take $500 of unsecured payments that you have to pay with credit card minimums and other installment loans, not paying extra, but just keeping your head above water, those installment and those credit card loans at minimum payments are going to be 5 to 30 years to pay off. If you can eliminate those $500 worth of bills, get rid of 100% of the balances, have your mortgage payment only go up $100 a year, you've stretched the term out on your 30-year mortgage, but now all of your interest is tax deductible, all of your focus on debt is in one vehicle, and you now can do the debt snowball where you put all your extra money. You're not going backwards. The debt is gone. You put $400 extra towards your mortgage, and now that will be a 22 to 24 year long mortgage, and you won't be left behind. You want to make sure that you call me at 719-330-1457. It starts with a 30-minute consultation over the phone, face-to-face in our office right on Cascade and Costilla. You can go ahead and have it over Teams or Zoom, but you're the one that has to call. You can go to ChurchillColorado.com, and you'll go to my homepage and see Jay Garvin's, but you also can call me on my cell phone at 719-330-1457. Next week, I'm going to be talking about investment properties, and anybody out there that has ever attended one of my investment properties, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 and let me know whether I should schedule and revive those here in 2026. 719-330-1457. If you're interested in attending a class about investment property ownership, and set the date in your calendar right now for next Saturday and Sunday, the first week of May, as I'm going to be talking about investment properties and the three little houses. So start your debt consolidation loan now. Rates are going to get lower in May and June. I'm going to get busy to where I won't be able to help those that don't call me now. And like I state at the end of every show, I want you all to go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. Not the loan or the debt consolidation, just the stress that you eliminate, the relationships that you can pursue. And you've heard it all right here on the Jay Garvin Show. 719-330-1457. Call me for your next purchase or refinance transaction, your consultation, or to just let me know you want to be part of my next investment property class. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
You ain't gotta worry, it's an open invitation.
KRDO News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.